Hello, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. Whether you have an existing online business or are just starting out, we show you how to plan your escape in 6 easy steps. Ready to learn and implement those simple steps? Here are your hosts, Tim Goodwin and Mark Thompson, to show you how.
Hi guys, and welcome to this week's Escape Plan Podcast with me, Mark Thompson, and once again, Uncle Tim.
Uncle Tim's in the house.
How you doing, Tim?
Not too bad. Yeah. I think I've almost bought a house this week, but you know, yeah, hopefully with a better internet connection.
In fact, well, that's the question I was going to ask you.
In fact, I know it will be a better internet connection.
Did you actually check the internet speeds before you even looked at it?
Yes, it can't be any worse than what I've got right now. So, yeah, fun and games. And when we eventually move in, probably September, October time, I'll be able to do some cool stuff, like, you know, maybe some, we might be able to do the video thing that we did before on Facebook.
That'd be awesome.
Because that was always good fun. I really enjoyed doing that. So it's kind of like, I don't know whether anybody remembers what Mark and I were doing. We were doing a kind of like a Friday thing.
Yeah. Sort of live videos.
Live videos. Yep. And which was great fun, but like the technology let us down.
No, the technology didn't let us down. Your Wi-Fi let us down.
That's technology.
Anyway, okay, Timbo, what are we going to talk about today?
I think we're talking about native ads, because
one
of the things that we're big fans of JB, Justin Brooke, and we both get his emails, and we know some of our listeners also get his regular...
I can't tell you, mate, our listener.
Listener. our listener also reads Justin Brooke's emails, and they are really very good. And this week he's been going on and on and on about native ads and just basically giving people a bit of an overview, kind of like, what is native advertising? Because people still believe that native advertising is just those, you know, really rubbish kind of like, you know, hypey, clickbaity titles with weird pictures and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And there is a huge amount of that, but there's also a lot of good stuff about native ads as well. And Mark and I have just been talking about this just off air before we started this. And we've kind of got contrary views to this, this whole native ads thing. Yeah. The way that I see it is actually a very positive thing. And there are benefits to it. Mark's going, well, actually, why don't we do something what we've always done? So that's basically what we're going to talk about today. So where should we start with this?
Right. Native ads. Okay. In most people's mind, you're going to think of the stuff from Outbrain, Taboola, which are at the top end of the market, or Zergnet, which, as far as I'm concerned, and MGID, which is MGID.
Oh,
it's
awful.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Down in the sewers somewhere. I have never, ever, 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 ever read a good article that comes out of Zergnet. Okay, so Zergnet, guys, if you're listening, sort yourself out.
And you know this is right as well, because like you'll have seen the adverts which are like, you know, celebrity looked like this 20 years ago. Oh my God, just wait till you see what they look like now. And it's like,
and
well,
they don't look any different.
And they're really hypey, really rubbish, bullshit ads. Sorry. Oh no, I've sworn.
Oh, sorry, Apple.
Sorry, Apple. There's an awful lot of negativity to it. And me personally, I've had a lot of negativity towards these types of advertising before.
Yeah.
However, when you start looking at things like what Taboola's doing and Outbrain are doing, they cleaned up an awful lot of that rubbish. Yes, there is still, there's still a reasonable amount of the junk out there. But by doing something contrary to that within the native advertising space, I think you can still drive an awful lot of traffic to your content. And that's an important thing to kind of point out, is driving people to your content, not necessarily direct sales approach. Because the direct sales approach, as I'm finding with my explorations with Taboola, the direct sales approach, generally they don't like you doing that. They much prefer you to send your stuff to content of some description. And if you're sending people to valuable content, if you've got valuable content, which please, I do hope that you are actually writing some kind of blog content of some description somewhere, you know, if you've got some of that out there already, this might be a cost-effective way of amplifying that content with paid advertising. Certainly when Facebook is quite expensive, and this is where my opinion of it changes based upon marks.
Yeah, no, definitely. But okay, before we go any further, let me just make 3 points that I've just made notes on. A, the headline of any content or any advert you do must reflect the actual content.
Yes.
This is actually the big problem that everyone has. Because the headline, it's one simple thing, the headline doesn't actually reflect the content. Okay, it's proper hyped up. Secondly,
Did you just say the one simple thing?
Yeah.
That's real hypey, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean? No, get a headline. Have your headline reflect the content, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
And there you've got something decent with native adverts. Right. Secondly, you were involved, but it was like when myself and Pete were right at the forefront of arbitrage with native ads. Okay, so we are partly to blame. I'm holding my hands up here. We had customers, some of you will remember this, some of you will be the customers I'm talking about, who actually bought houses from the money they made arbitraging native ads until the costs started to go up on AdWords, which was sad, but it was pretty good. It wasn't the cost, wasn't the cost go up, the cost came down.
Yeah.
The actual amount of AdWords that were paid out.
Yeah.
So, right, so we do have a sort of vested interest in native ads. Mm. And thirdly, if you want to know how to amplify your content, go and read Daniel's blog, amplifymycontent.com, isn't it?
AmpMyContent.
AmpMyContent. It will teach you everything you need to know. This is a free. We're doing free plugs now.
I know, we are. Well, that's outrageous. Invoice. We should be getting an affiliate commission for this. Come on, Daniel, get an affiliate program going.
Yeah. Now, one of our customers, Daniel, is probably one of the best writers of proper content that I know.
Mm. I'd say even if you don't buy what he's selling, which is basically a program showing you how to create great quality content. His free stuff, the marketing, the actual, the content that he's delivering, showing you what the course is about, is brilliant. And you will learn so much from it, which is actually the whole point behind, creating good content for, native ads, or the native ad approach is creating good enough content that it is shareable and clickable, and people feel like there's a certain amount of reciprocity there, and you've got controversy and blah 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 blah. It that's a whole point behind that, what you should be doing with your content, and he teaches that in the marketing for his course, not necessarily the course itself. So the course takes it obviously to the next level, but even the marketing for it is fantastic. So definitely go check out his stuff.
Yes, the content he writes is superb. Honestly, I've bought several courses and I've got more from just reading one of his blog posts than actual the courses. But that wasn't the reason we want to do that. It's just doing valuable content, driving traffic to that valuable content with a headline that reflects the content, and then having the follow-up of your offer or getting people onto a list or including a opt-in form or lead magnet or something along those lines. Actually, what's Taboola's rules now on those?
What, in terms of pixeling or as...
Can you have content upgrades or...
Can you
monetize your page?
Yeah, of course you can. Well, the thing that I think they don't like is if it's basically blatantly like a whole bunch of like AdSense ads plastered all over it. As long as you don't have like a pop-up that appears immediately and all that kind of thing, you're fine. But obviously the content upgrade part, there's absolutely no reason why you can't have that. There's no reason why you can't have links through to the next page, which then ultimately is selling your product.
Yeah.
That's all well and good and fair game with this. So, it's the stuff that you've got to be a bit careful of is, there are a whole bunch of like, certainly with Taboola, they've cracked down on an awful lot of like the shady stuff and, outlandish claims and, the types of products that you know, that you're selling, if you're doing a direct selling approach, that really doesn't work with Taboola, but certainly driving people to an article about, for my sake, it's basically driving people to an article about vegetable juicing, which is absolutely fine, even though
we're not. Well, vegetable juicing, not the article.
But, you know, at least, you know, within that, I can then put in links to our product, you know, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, which is the whole point with I'm doing this type of advertising.
Yeah, it's really got a bad rap. I think that's one of the first things, one of the things I'm going to want to get across. Native advertising's got a bad rap because of how, once again, marketers ruined it for everyone else.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you say you've put your hands up and admitted to like being the, you know, the basis for an awful lot of the rubbish that was out there. what it does is it actually is, you know, by doing that, it's actually improved the marketplace. It's improved the quality of what's going out there. And people are trusting now the ads much, much more than what they used to be. Yeah. And it's quite clear when you see the ads like the Zergnet rubbish that's out there, it's clear that the stuff that stands out is the stuff that is actually not like the, you know, have a guess what your this celebrity looks like 15 years later. You know, it's like the alternative to that is now standing out, and I'm clicking on those adverts and going, oh, okay, so this is an article about, I don't know, I've been looking at different things to do with CBD oil, for example, on the health benefits to do it. And like, so I'm coming across great articles, great content through native advertising to me about CBD oil. And yes, and I accept that ultimately that's going to try and sell me a, you know, whatever CBD oil is based, you know, the person who wrote it, you know, that's what they're trying to do. But I accept that and understand that, but at least I'm getting great quality content and great quality information from it. So I'm trusting native ads more, even though I know the crap behind it.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, there's actually two approaches we can actually talk about here. Mm. There is. Obviously, as an advertiser, like Tim, who's advertising content to his article and then making sales, but there's also the opportunity for people who run their own content businesses to get out there and write some really good content for others.
Absolutely.
I was reading a sales page, and they were charging, I think, $350 for a 1,500-word article.
Wow.
And they were advertising looking for new writers because they couldn't keep up.
So, you know, here's another thing. I've just been thinking about this, and, you know, and maybe this is what I do with Taboola. And, you know, I have, over the last 12 months or so, I've been doing outreach to different influencers within our marketplace. And instead of getting them to do the usual influencer thing of like, oh, can you post on Instagram, please? Can you post, you know, do a shout out on your Facebook? We've not been doing that. We've been asking them to do proper reviews of our product, okay, or including our product in an article about Super Greens. And we've got literally dozens of articles out there now, and it's like, well, there's no reason why I can't do run ads to their content.
Yeah,
you know, why not? It's legitimate content. It amplifies the stuff that's already been out there. And it means that the longevity of that particular piece of content, because it's a third-party review, it's not directly on my own website. It has actually greater authority than me driving people directly to leangreens.com/blog.
And you know, it won't be bad for SEO either.
Well, absolutely. And that's what we're looking for. You know, that's the reason why we've done it that way. We've got people to write actual real reviews so we can get the back links. But if I can get traffic going through that as well, then it improves the SEO of that particular piece of content. Google then trusts that source even more because it's getting more traffic.
Yeah.
So no, there's certainly some benefits to it. I've always been open to this, and I've, you know, if people have got like a blog post about Super Greens and they want to include a link, their affiliate link into their blog post, I'm happy to promote their content to my audience through Facebook or through my own email list. And there's no reason why I can't do it through native ads as well. So there's a huge amount of, if you kind of look at it from a slightly different angle, rather than, well, I've got to drive people to my own content and then make a sale from that particular piece of content, think a little bit laterally with this, because, you know, you're actually going to get better authority and better, better effect from that particular piece of content that you're promoting.
Yeah. I mean, I know this is going to go, starting to go slightly off track here, but I mean, I think it's a really valid, if you have a blog, why don't you reach out to people who sell products within your niche and say, hey, tell you what, can I write an article for you? Or can you write an article? We'll put it on our blog. We'll stick our affiliate link in there and we'll promote it. Okay. So there you're going to make money. Or the other way around, if you have a product, reach out to people in your niche, get a really good article made up, send it to them, ask them to put them on their blog, like guest posting type thing, and include their affiliate link in it.
Exactly.
It could be so different to what everyone else in the market is doing. Say, hey, will you link back to my article, or will you link back to my website? Just like thinking out of the box.
As you said, we've kind of moved a little bit away from the native ads thing, but you know, the ultimately this is kind of the content amplification part of any business has to be a key part of your whole strategy for driving new traffic at your site, whether it's through paid amplification or whether it's through organic amplification through somebody else's audiences, doesn't matter. It's like you're amplifying a piece of content to drive more eyeballs at your stuff eventually down the line. And it's like, you know, the whole direct sales, you know, the direct marketing approach doesn't work anymore. And if anything, it never really did work. You know, it might have worked like, you know, in 1995, you know, when the first banner ads appeared on the internet, you might have been able to get like direct sales, you know, from, you know, your direct marketing approaches. That stuff doesn't really work in like today's internet marketing world. You do need to, you know, build some authority, build some trust, and, you know, and get authority from somebody else or from a third party site before driving them back to your own stuff.
Yeah. When you think about all the really successful marketers, people like Pat Flynn, Pat Flynn hardly ever does any direct sales.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about content, and then follows up the content with training and an offer.
Yeah.
Right. It shows people the goods before they try, before you buy.
Yeah.
Drug dealing 101.
Well, no, it's exactly. You know, there's a huge market stat. We're saying we're getting a little bit off topic.
Actually, shall we go off topic? Even more topic. Did you see the guy in Newcastle yesterday that got fined £10,000 for running a brothel? He had a sex doll shop and he had £50 you can try before you buy. And they did it for running a brothel.
Jesus.
Someone getting their marketing wrong, or possibly right.
Oh, who knows? Yeah.
Wonder how many sales he made on the back of that.
Exactly. dear, fun and games. Anyway, native ads. The point I think that Mark and I wanted to get to was like, okay, so where do you do your native ads? Okay, now Taboola and Outbrain are the big ones. You know, Mark's not necessarily kind of, you know, down with the whole Taboola thing.
No.
For me, there's benefits for doing Taboola because ultimately it's from a cost perspective. I'm gonna bunch into this a little bit of a secret as well, something which I've been testing out recently, which is Quora advertising. And like Quora advertising is very similar kind of approach to native advertising, but it's just on the Quora platform. So, you know, the reason why I would use something like Quora or Taboola or Outbrain is because the cost per click and the effective eyeballs is much, much wider than, say, for example, if I just concentrated on Facebook. Yeah. So if I did all my native advertising through Facebook, The cost per click is going to be probably three or four times the amount that is on Taboola, Outbrain, or Quora. The biggest difference you've got to look at is like Taboola and Outbrain and Quora. Taboola and Outbrain, especially, their targeting is not that cool. You don't have the ability to go as deep with your targeting as you do with something like Facebook ads. You end up having to accept that you're going to get an awful lot of rubbish clicks. There's going to be certain sites that are going to drive traffic to drive clicks that are just going to be awful, awful customers for you. Now, once you get beyond that, once you can eliminate some of those placements from your Taboola campaigns, ad costs don't come down and your cost per acquisitions will come down. And that's what I'm hoping with my current experiments with Taboola is to, it's very much like Google Display Network in that you would, as you build up your campaign, and start excluding certain placements and certain like locations and certain devices, then the campaign will improve massively in terms of like the results that I get from it. Mark's view is very different from the Facebook perspective.
I still think there's a lot of value with writing a really good post on Facebook that links out to another article.
Don't get me wrong, I'm doing that as well.
Yeah.
But it's almost like the whole organic SEO thing on Google, but it's now been replicated on Facebook. It's like to get through the Facebook algorithm to have the reach that you want from your content is, it's a bit of a dance that you have to play, and you could end up writing a ridiculous number of posts and have lots of different creatives on Facebook to find out which is the thing that is actually going to resonate with the Facebook audience and is going to get the reach that you're actually expecting from that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the contrary view. And, I accept both sides of the story. It's like, I'm doing the whole, creating content and then, promoting it through Facebook, whether it organic reach or even paid reach.
Yeah.
But it's a harder game, I would believe, on Facebook to do that. But you've got better targeting on Facebook.
Right. So
balancing act.
Exactly. So, right. If I was starting a native ad campaign today, this is what I would do. And then you can say what you did, Tim.
Yep, sure.
I would start with my offer, my product. And I would work back and think, okay, what would be a really good article that will drive people to that product?
Yep.
I would then write that or get that article written. I would then probably go to related pages, probably even start at Reddit and try and just get some organic natural traffic from Reddit and other places like Quora and get people to post about it. So if it was seven herbs that will speed up your metabolism or seven spices that will speed up your metabolism, I'd go to healthy eating or weight loss forums and groups and get people to talk about it and then go, yeah, I found this article, and try and drive that traffic and see if it starts to work. Get people onto your list and then sell your product.
My approach is not all that much different. I'm more willing to go to paid a little bit quicker. The way I would look at it is if I had a piece of content or create a piece of content, which I'm doing on a regular basis anyway, I would then email to my existing list and my existing audience on Facebook and my email list. And I would go, hey, here's a new piece of content that we've created. Go check it out. If you think it's worthwhile sharing, I'd love to get the share from you, blah, 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 all that kind of thing, and try and see what resonates. If the content then resonates with people, once I start seeing the initial buzz from that diminish, that's when I may start putting some promotion behind it. So I would certainly do some promotion on Facebook, because I would do some page post engagement on that particular post, which is driving people off to my piece of content. I would then also look to doing whether it be some stuff with Taboola. I would put that into a particular campaign on Taboola to get drive more eyeballs to that piece of content from there as well. Because, you know, those are the kind of like the low cost ways of just driving new eyeballs at my stuff. Yeah. You know, I potentially do it through Quora as well, because I've been playing around with Quora a little bit more recently and getting more eyeballs on particular pieces of content for people who are, you know, in a specific market, or they're looking at that particular type of content. So yeah, those are the kind of the paid methods that I would go to once the initial buzz of my content has gone. So both work. Both Mark's suggestion of doing, you know, going to forums, or whether it's going to Reddit, that those kind of things can work really, really well to getting organic buzz. Takes, in my opinion, you know, the whole Reddit thing, you kind of have to be in tune with the Reddit way of doing things, because you can get your ass handed to you very quickly by the Reddit Reich. You know, they're evil buggers at the best of times. But you know, if you're doing anything vaguely promotionally, but if that's your thing, go for it, because you can actually get some great traffic and a lot of longevity from that. For me, you know, I would be looking to find low cost paid amplification for my content as much as possible, because then that's scalable. If you find a piece of content that's really working, it's then very easy to go, okay, well, I'm only spending $5 a day driving content, people to this content. What happens if I spend $50 or $100 a day driving people to this content? Does that then fill up my pool of my pixel pool, or does that fill up my email list of prospects nicely to then knock onto providing me with a couple of new sales every day, which is all I'd need if I'm spending $50 a day. I'd only need a couple of sales to actually make my money back. Thank you very much. And, you know, that's been worthwhile. Plus, I've got a pixel pool of people who've viewed my content that is growing and is you know, kind of seasoning that pixel very nicely. Thank you very much.
On that bombshell.
No, I think it's. I think this is stuff that not many people really talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm amazed that, you know, we don't see more of this stuff kind of coming out. And it's, you know, ultimately this is marketing. You're looking for avenues to kind of segment your big audience. You know, you segment the biggest audience possible down to those who are interested as cheaply as possible. Marketing is a game of elimination. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's the quicker and cheaper that you can get your, you know, your interested audience, your warm prospects, the better.
And if you still haven't listened to our Elimination Marketing podcast, please do it. It will change your marketing forever.
Yeah.
And for better.
Absolutely. Cool. I think we've done that one to death.
Yeah. No, that's good. Right. Cool. Same time next week then, Tim?
I think so. Are we not going to do a pitch today?
Nah. We don't. We talked about Daniel stuff. Oh, so that'll
Daniel stuff. Yeah, maybe he'll give us an affiliate link. Who knows?
Yeah. Right. Go and check out the content Daniel writes on At My Content.
Yeah, it's definitely worthwhile.
Proper good. I would actually put a link down below without an affiliate link in it. Right. Have a great weekend, guys, or whenever you're reading this. Have a great day. Have a great evening. Have a great night. Have a good morning. Have a great day at work. Whatever.
Speak to you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Escape Plan podcast. For show notes and resources, head over to escapeplanuncut.com.